Proclamation number 7677, dated the August 19th, 1960. Calling upon the vineyard laborers. Anyone who expresses his willingness to do vineyard work will be accepted, because there is never enough work that can be done for me and my kingdom. And people will always be assigned their place according to their ability to do justice to the task requested of them. At the time of my life on earth, I chose my disciples myself because I was aware of their inner life, of their sincerity of love and their desire for truth. And I will always choose my disciples myself who shall carry my gospel into the world during the last days before the end. However, there are only a few who wholeheartedly hand themselves over to me, who have already overcome the world and are willing to serve me when it comes to spreading the truth. For it is primarily a matter of introducing people to the truth, that is, of conveying truthful knowledge to them about me myself, who lived on earth in Jesus and accomplished the act of salvation. It is primarily a matter of proclaiming the name of Jesus, his divine teaching of love and his suffering and dying on the cross. If people don't want to go astray, then they must have found Jesus Christ on earth, because it will not be so easy for the soul to find him in the kingdom of the beyond. Yet without Jesus Christ they cannot enter the kingdom of light and attain beatitude. Hence, it is crucial that my vineyard laborers proclaim him on earth and draw their fellow human beings' attention to their Savior and Redeemer. And in order to be able to proclaim it, they must first have been instructed in the pure divine truth themselves. Thus it also includes the fact that my Spirit can work in those whose subsequent work for me in the vineyard shall be successful. And my Spirit can only work when the necessary prerequisites are in place: profound love for me, which expresses itself in merciful neighborly love; living faith and desire for truth, which can only flow forth from me to them if they are willing to spread this truth. Then I myself will be able to instruct them. Thus, as master, I can enable my servants to convey the truth to their fellow human beings, to inform them of my reign and activity, of my nature, which is love, wisdom and omnipotence in itself, and of my eternal plan of salvation, which will also reveal to them the reason and purpose of their life on earth. They will be able to inform their fellow human beings of my will, which they must fulfill in order to become blessed. And they will proclaim my teaching of love and admonish their fellow human beings into shaping themselves into love, because their degree of bliss solely depends on this, when the soul enters the kingdom of the beyond after the body's death. My servants can only work for me if they can do justice to the task of spreading the truth. They must be in possession of truth themselves. Thus they must have received it from me, if they want to perform real vineyard work. But then they will also have been chosen by me to go out into the world as my disciples during the last days and to proclaim the gospel to people. The whole mark of my true representatives on earth is the fact that they were guided into truth by me myself, that they say the same on my behalf as I myself would have said to people when I still lived among them in the flesh, like I did during my life on earth. Therefore, anyone who receives my gospel himself is my true disciple. And my gospel is the true doctrine of salvation, the knowledge of the purpose of existence, the knowledge of the original sin and the apostasy from me, the knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation to guide my living creations back to me and to happiness despite the immense original sin. But this first requires the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. Only when a person has complete knowledge of what constitutes the plan of salvation can he be a true disciple for me. He must be able to explain the correlations. He must know about the immense guilt of the living creations which originated from me in all perfection and yet became imperfect of their own free will. Only when a teacher knows everything himself will he also be able to teach successfully, and only then can he be sent into the world by me in order to proclaim the gospel to people. Therefore, a disciple chosen by me must possess great knowledge himself so that he can accomplish his task. And there are not many who let themselves be taught such that I can guide them into truth through my spirit. There are not many who can be initiated into my plan of salvation, even though the desire has arisen in many to hear me, to perceive my voice within themselves. Nevertheless, I address all those who wish to be addressed by me and I give what they are capable of receiving. And, at all times, my word, my speech, will be a blessing for them and often also fall on ground which can yield good fruit for me. And so, everyone who is willing to serve me shall be allocated an activity according to its success. But the sphere of my laborer's activity will always differ depending on the seeds I distribute to them, depending on the knowledge they received within through the working of my spirit. And everyone can work with it according to his ability and he will be blessed by me, for many are called but only few are chosen. Amen.